It's no secret that global geopolitical tensions are rising, from China's assertiveness to Putin's agenda. So we must clearly talk about the challenges to the European defence and security system. And that's what we're doing in this week's MEP Chat episode. MEPs David McAllister and Thomas Tobe discuss the roadmap to a more efficient European defence and security strategy. This includes topics from solidarity with Ukraine to shaping a stronger European pillar within NATO. Let's listen.
Hi, Thomas. How are you doing?
I'm good. Nice to see you. How are you?
Is this your living room? Do you live here?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, wow.
You're most welcome.
Well, I'm great to be here.
Let's take a seat.
My question is, music or podcast?
Well, I would have to go with music. As a Swede, we're very proud of Spotify, so I spend a lot of time there. But I have recently found something called SoundCloud. It's basically that you find remixes of your favorite song and favorite artist. You should really try it. You will get hooked. You will.
Okay, SoundCloud. Haven't heard of that? Learned something, that's for sure.
And for you, more podcast or music?
I live in the rural areas in northern Germany, so I have to drive long, long ways. So I must say that I'm pretty much into podcasts. I love listening to political podcasts and especially podcasts about history.
Analysts suggest that a wave of new conflicts could erupt in 2024 with global attention focused on Gaza and Ukraine.
Well, I would agree with this analysis. Our world has become a dangerous place. We are living in geopolitical shifts, and there will be many crises. Unfortunately, definitely the Russian war of aggression against Ukraine, which we're going into its third year. This is a vicious attack, not only on Ukraine, but on the entire European peace and security architecture. And of course, the Middle East is also a conflict with a huge escalation potential. And we as European Union should continue our efforts also to find a sustainable solution.
It is quite clear. We have to be honest about the situation that we're in. I mean, we see a geopolitical rivalry, and of course they try to exploit the situation where you have conflicts. I don't think that we have the luxury in Europe to leave this void.
Looking back, what have been the biggest achievements of the EPP on development policy since 2019?
I would say the greatest achievements from EPP has been that finally we are now talking about efficiency. We're also looking at sustainable growth for local population. I think many times we have had this donor mentality, almost looking at aid as charity. And now we're trying to work more with partnership and actually looking at, will this create a better future for the local population? So David, what would you say would be the highlights when it comes to foreign policy, security, defense?
First of all, the remarkable unity we have shown as European Union in supporting Ukraine since the beginning of the Russian war of aggression. Never ever have we supported a third country like we have supported Ukraine economically, financially, militarily, and of course in a humanitarian way. So the support for Ukraine on the one side and the sanctioning of the Russian Federation on the other hand. In general, I would say that we have made quite some steps forward on the security and defense. For me, the European security and defense policy is a puzzle with 5,000 pieces, and we have set a frame in the last few years. So step by step. Thomas, you're from Sweden. Sweden is in NATO. What are the Swedish expectations for the alliance?
Well, I think it is extremely important that we now strengthen the NATO alliance. Sweden hopes to bring even more knowledge and, of course, also make sure that the north part of Europe is now fully protected under the NATO umbrella, which is extremely important, not only for Sweden and Finland, but also for our Baltic friends. But David, what would you say would be the biggest challenges for the NATO alliance in the future, and perhaps also linked to the question that we have now about more European defense and so on?
NATO is the foundation of our security in Europe. and NATO guarantees peace and freedom. What we as European Union have to do in the next years is strengthen our common security and defense policy. We want to remain transatlantic, but we want to become more European. It's about strengthening the European pillar within NATO.
It also sounds like we need to spend more money on defense in Europe. Would you say that?
Well, absolutely. We need to spend more on defense, but it's not only about spending more, it's about spending the more money more efficiently. And I strongly believe that we should do this in a more European way than we are doing it now.
Yeah, absolutely. So we cannot be naive. We see that China is becoming more aggressive. And unfortunately, we also see that Putin's interest is, of course, to create instability in Europe. And we have to meet all these challenges.
I absolutely agree. I think the two main challenges for the next 5 years in Europe will be, on the one hand, prosperity. How can we keep our economy going? And on the other hand, it's security.
And I don't think that we should underestimate the fact that there are, even within the Union, political parties that actually strive for a weaker Europe. That is extremely dangerous in these times, because we really need a strong Europe now. Do you have any personal ambitions or goals for the coming years?
I hope that I can spend a bit more time with family and friends, do a bit more in my personal hobbies. I love to play tennis. In the moment, I don't really have the time for that. So do a bit more sport, have a healthy life, and be outside as much as possible during the summer months. And you?
Well, I do like to train CrossFit, so the plan is to try in a way to do it during the same time as I'm in election mode. I'm going to try to enhance my CrossFitting. It usually works.
Okay, it's SoundCloud and CrossFit. These are the two things I learned from you today.
Yeah, perfect. And I learned about the world. Not too bad.
As we wrap up today's podcast episode, let's reflect on what we've learned about global challenges and how the EU must tackle them. Looking ahead, investing smartly in our economy and defence is crucial. We can face whatever comes our way by staying united and planning ahead. Thanks for joining us in this conversation. Let's keep working together for a safer, more prosperous world.